You're listening to The Signal Daily. Hello, I'm Manaswini, your host for The Signal Daily podcast. This is the episode for 25th April 2024. For the first story, we are looking at Godrej's bet on anti-mosquito incense sticks. And for the second story, we are talking about how African startups are now dumping Google and Microsoft for Chennai-based SaaS unicorn. Now let's get on with it. Let's be honest, we kill mosquitoes every day. Maybe even right now you're killing one as you're listening to this episode. But did you know this mosquito killing business, or if I had to put it in formal terms, the mosquito repellent market in India is as big as 4,400 crore rupees? As you can see, it's a money-making business. And Godrej, the same company's old-school almirahs that you might have at your home, also has been at the forefront of this industry. And I'm sure most of us have used Godrej's Goodnight mosquito repellent device, or even HIT, which is the mosquito killing spray. But now, as the Morning Context report points out, Godrej Consumer Products wants to create a new segment within the market, and that is anti-mosquito incense stick. Simply put, an agarbatti that can kill the machchars in your house. Now, the incense stick market in India is valued at 1,200 crore rupees, but it is an unorganized market. And Godrej is looking to leverage this untapped market by introducing a mosquito-killing agarbatti. And interestingly, so far, none of the agarbatti brands in India have gotten the thumbs up to be sold as insect repellents. It's likely because despite being widely used and affordable in the country, burning agarbattis releases harmful toxins. But cut to 2024, Godrej Consumer Products surprised everyone by launching the country's first legal anti-mosquito agarbatti named Goodnight with a K agarbatti. Priced at Rs. 10 per pack to match regular agarbattis, it features a unique molecule called Renofluthrin, which reportedly offers double the effectiveness of typical agarbattis without any harmful effects. While it's unclear if Goodnight agarbatti will prove to be a success, the bigger question here is if there's truly a demand for this product, especially with the mosquito coil market dwindling as users opt for smoke-free alternatives like mats or liquids. Well, your guess is as good as mine, but Godrej seems optimistic about this sector with the plans of capturing more than 50% of the market share in the next few years. However, as the Morning Context report suggests, Goodnight's recent performance hasn't been as rosy as its early days in the industry. The brand seems to have hit a roadblock in terms of growth. For instance, HDFC Securities noted in a 2022 report on GCPL that household insecticide sector witnessed strong sales growth in the first half of the previous decade, which was about 19% CAGR from FY 2010 to 2016. But this momentum slowed down significantly in the latter half, with growth dropping to just 1.9% CAGR from FY 2016 to 2021. Even in the 2023 to 2024 financial year, the Goodnight portfolio, alongside the HIT brand, saw only modest growth in the low single digits, which was below the performance of most of the other categories. So will Godrej's anti-mosquito agarbatti will prove to be a hit and drive revenue? Well, we'll just have to wait and see. For our second segment, we are going to bring you deep dives on stories from the world of technology, business, policy, and anything that leaves you with food for thought. Do you know how big the office productivity software market is? Over $50 billion. And it is almost a duopoly between Google Workspace and Microsoft 365. According to Statista, these two companies have cornered more than 70% of the market. And well, that's hardly a surprise, honestly, because modern office life revolves around Google and Microsoft's apps. I mean, imagine, a typical day starts with an online meeting over Google Meet or Microsoft Teams, and the rest of the hours are spent toiling on Docs and Sheets and Word and Excel. But what may come as surprising is that in Africa, according to a recent report in Rest of World, many tech companies have dumped Google and Microsoft's office apps for alternatives offered by Chennai-based SaaS unicorn Zoho. And it's all about cost savings and efficiency. Let's compare the pricing. In Nigeria, Zoho's office productivity suite of more than 45 products cost a mere 68 cents per user per month, as opposed to $6 for Google Workspace and Microsoft 365. So Zoho's productivity software is practically a bargain. An executive of Nigerian edtech startup FlexiSaf told Rest of World that switching to Zoho will save the company $6,960, which is about 5,80,000 rupees a year. And the cut price subscription has in fact long been Zoho's strategy. In India and North America, Zoho has already made its name as a cheaper go-to platform for small and mid-sized businesses. And last year, it surpassed 100 million users across its business apps and raked in revenue of over $1 billion. But there's more to Zoho's initial success in Africa than cut price subscriptions. Unlike Google and Microsoft, which price their product in US dollars, Zoho has allowed businesses to pay in local currency, which makes it even more attractive for local businesses. And the reason is quite simple. Paying for Google's products in dollars would make them costly for local businesses in developing country due to weaker local currency. Even more so at a time when the dollar is unexpectedly growing in strength. In fact, this year, the greenback has already risen by 4%. So all in all, I think it's a good time and a great opportunity for Zoho to undercut the biggies and capture the market share. But anyway, do you know what Zoho's alternatives of Google Docs and MS PowerPoint are called? Zoho Writer and Zoho Show. Quite fancy, isn't it? If you like listening to The Signal Daily, please show us some support. Rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. We'd love to hear what you have to say about this podcast. So feel free to shoot an email at hello@thesignal.co. The episode was researched, written and produced by Anoop and me, Manaswini. Edited by Venkat Anand. Mastered and mixed by Yash Hirve. You can catch this podcast every morning on Spotify, Apple, Amazon Prime Music, Google Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts. We are thesignal.co on Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter.